Reload! Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to the Doyo Download. I am DJ, also known as Suijin, on the Discord and on Road to Yokozuna, and it's time once again for another Doyo Download. Repeating myself already. But let's first start with our sponsor for this episode, Smacker's Jellies. It is always good to have jellies and jams for all kinds of wonderful things. That's where Smacker's Jellies comes in. They are the finest jams and jellies made using the most sophisticated and powerful Supari techniques around. That's right. Smacker's Jellies. They throw grapes, they throw strawberries, they throw peaches, all kinds of wonderful, delicious fruits in the way of the biggest rikishi around to be Supari'd right into pulp, into jellied form, smacked right into those cans and jars and put onto your bagels and toast and whatever else they are. Smacker's Jellies, jams and jellies, made just for you. And the last jar I just had, I'm pretty sure, tasted like feet. Smacker's Jellies. Now on to the episode. I did my interview with Hushicho last episode, and it was quite the hit. I wanted to try something a little different with this one. I wanted to just kind of go over roughly my history with sumo, and so basically this episode is going to be all about me. I don't know how long this is going to be. I don't know if it's going to be interesting. I just figured I'd give it a shot. So it's me as myself talking about me, just to give some background so that you know where I'm coming from and how long I've been doing what I've been doing, and then where I found all the things that I've fallen into also. So let me start from the beginning. Well, first off, as I talk to you right now here on May 9th, as I record this, 2021, my name is DJ Allen. That's my real name. I'm currently living in Portland, Oregon in the United States. I'm a former U.S. Navy. I was formerly in the U.S. Navy, so I'm a veteran. And that's actually where I discovered sumo for the first time. When I went through boot camp in the 90s, in 1994, I got notified that I was going to be stationed with a construction battalion, NMCB-7, Naval Mobile Construction Battalion 7, homeported out of Gulfport, Mississippi. Now, when I got stationed with them, it was when I arrived there, it was literally a month and a half before they were to deploy to Okinawa, Japan. So my rikishi, Suijin, is I've chosen to have him hail from Okinawa, so that is why I chose Okinawa. So they deployed to Okinawa a month and a half after I got there. So that is me going straight from boot camp, straight to Mississippi, straight over to Okinawa. And when I went over there, it was about a month or half a month in 94, and then a good 6 months in 95. So my first Basho that I saw, that when I was there in 95, we didn't have a lot of TV channels on the base that we were on. There was one channel in English, and that was the American Armed Forces Radio and Television Station, or AFARTS, AAFRTS. And they ran local programming also. And basically, when the Basho was on, that is what you watched. And that is what I watched. I had not gotten, I missed the January Basho entirely. So my first Basho, I kept saying it was May, but it was actually March. March of 1995 was the first time I had seen sumo at all, live and in person. Well, not in person. I've never seen sumo in person, but I mean, the first time I'd seen sumo, and it was happening live on TV. I was stuck on base because I had to do watch, which was, you know, duty. And then me and a couple of other guys, we couldn't leave. So we, you know, I mean, while we weren't actively working at that point, we both where all of us got together and just sat there and watched sumo. And we kind of tried to figure out if there was some rhyme or reason as to what was going on with the mawashi colors and the little sticks that hang down from the mawashis. knowing now, of course, that there really wasn't. But, I mean, we tried to figure out if there was some rhyme or reason as to what was going on there. But we started, you know, kind of getting a following going on there. And then of the, I would say there was maybe six, maybe seven of us that were really into it by the end of the 15 days. And then when May rolled around, because, you know, we didn't realize that there wasn't going to be one in April. When May rolled around and it popped back on and we were all surprised, I would say that there was a good three of us left from the original group that really stuck in and were watching it again. And this time, we weren't so concerned about what was going on with the mawashis. We were following what we had figured out was the top division. We didn't know what it was called, but I mean Makauchi. And we had chosen the Rikishi that we were interested in seeing. And we were trying to do predictions also. All the graphics on the screen, I'm pretty sure were in Japanese, but there were English commentators. So, I mean, we had gotten names to a couple of them, and that's kind of where the following happened. I'm pretty sure I had gotten to watch at least most of the June Basho that year. June? No, July. Most of the July Basho, but we were in the process of heading back to the United States at that point, so that kind of interrupted that. And then my personal journey with sumo was if ESPN happened to be covering it at that point, which luckily they were here and there, because with Akebono and Musashi Maru, they tended to at least give highlights here and there. I caught whenever I could, but if ESPN wasn't covering it, I could find, you know, newspaper articles about it here and there. But between mid-95 and early 1997, I really didn't have any options to see what was going on with sumo. But when I went back to Okinawa in 97, I was right back watching sumo tournaments, because I had to go back. We were on a two deployment rotation. There was no two places we went, and Okinawa and San Juan, Puerto Rico were the two. So when we went back to Okinawa, I jumped right back on that sumo train. And again, once I left Okinawa for the last time, I, you know, caught what I could with ESPN and newspapers and whatnot. But kind of went into a slump between 97 and I guess 2016. Well, I'd say 2012, when I didn't really have anywhere to get my sumo information. It was kind of a dark time. I mean, if I happened to catch something, I would watch it and be interested in it. I did get the odd piece of sumo news here and there, but I mean, it was really a total wasteland of not being able to find it. And it dawned on me in late 2012 that, I want to say it was 2012, It dawned on me in the 2010s that YouTube, would have sumo on it. So I started looking for sumo on YouTube. And that's where I started getting into my real education on sumo, having been a fan since 1995. That's where I discovered Kenta Miyama, Nato Sumo, Jason Sumo Channel. This is where I'm figuring out. In fact, let me, while I am actively on here, let me actively go to SumoDB to see, because I know who was, I know who was in the Bonsukei at the time I started watching, to the point to where I should be able to tell you whether or not it's, correct, what the actual, at least the year. Let's see here. That, look, that looks to, 2012 might not be it. Where is, looking for a name here, looking for a name. So, let me jump ahead a year. That should help a little bit. So I started in 2012. I think 2012 is a little bit too early. So Taro Nofuji was Yoko. He was an Ozeki. He was an Ozeki, so that should help me find. Well, actually, let's do the current. I'll I'll just look at Terunofuji's record, and I'll go back to when he was Ozeki the first time. Oh, 09, 17, 16. It had to be 15 then. So I'll go back to the 15. Yeah, this looks about right. So 2015 is when I had the realization that sumo would be on the internet. So sometime in 2015, and I don't know exactly which basho this was, but my four Ozeki would have been Kasenasato, Goedo, Kotoshikiku, and Terunofuji. And those were the ones that I saw when I started watching again for the first time since Okinawa. And I've been actively following it since. So it's been a long gap, yes, but I have been an active sumo fan since 1995. I have learned most about sumo since 2015 to now, obviously, because I put most of my effort in towards it now. But the way I discovered Road to Yokozuna is interesting. Sometime after I moved to Portland, I decided that I wanted to find a sumo podcast, an English language sumo podcast, that would give me, some updates or some witty insight, some commentary of some sort. And I started looking for, and the only thing that I found when I did the search was Grand Sumo Breakdown. So I started listening to Grand Sumo Breakdown, and I was about 4 or 5 months in when they started having an episode called Daishikis and Doyos and Daishikis or something to that effect. It's where they were playing characters similar to what we're doing in Road to Yokozuna, and they credited Road to Yokozuna's rules, and they had, I don't know if they gave a link, but they definitely told you to search for Road to Yokozuna, and I did. Found the Discord, or at least I found the Reddit link. And I found the Discord through the Reddit link, and then I found the Discord, and boom, I joined, because pretending to be sumo wrestlers, absolutely, I'm all about it. So, and then I'm here. So it's been a weird journey to get here, but I definitely am glad that I am here. Since I've been here, though, I have always wanted to be a Gyoji. So I have run matches. I'm a formally trained Microsoft Excel user. I have been trained by Microsoft. The last formal training I have is on Excel 2000, but I have lots of spreadsheet training. I'm self-taught on most of the other ones. I know a lot about numbers because I'm a Mac user. I'm learning Google Sheets at the moment, or trying to learn as much as possible in Google Sheets. So if there's anybody that has spreadsheet problems, I'm probably the one to, I can look into it, and I can find problems if they're already set up. Trying to set something up, sometimes I get a little mental block, as some of you have run into my mental blocks and have wondered what is going on with me. But I love scheduling things. I use spreadsheets for everything. I'm so glad that I've found this little community here. Before finding this little community, I was getting ready to set up my own sumo league simulation, and I would have just assembled fictional Rikishi to run through a simulation. I have run simulations on my website before, emeraldspectre.com, and I ran a 2-season soccer simulation. It was a league. And you can search for it on the website. It's still up there. The information is, it's Emerald Spectre Premier League. That might make a comeback. I haven't decided yet if I want to go back and do that at all yet, but it's a possibility. Some things that I like doing are making logos. That's actually my background. Is I used to do lots of graphic design stuff, and I'm kind of getting back into it. I used to web design also. I haven't web designed in a really long time, so it's been a long time. I can do things, but it's been such a long time that the skill has atrophied. But the logos I can still do pretty much, and I'm learning tips and tricks in Photoshop right now that would help me get back into the logo design game. That would help things out. I am an artist also. It's been a long time since I've done any original art type stuff. I do the smudge look of the rikishi. I made a banner for the Road to Yokozuna channel. It took an actual picture, and I made it into smudge. It looked like a smudge painting, and it kind of looks like Marawashi's rikishi paintings, but a little bit smudgier and more like oil painting. But Marawashi's stuff is amazing, so I don't want to take anything away from that. And I'm just looking to be helpful and very very interested in being a part of this. As I mentioned on the last episode, I definitely feel a sense of ownership on this channel, on this server, in this game, even though I don't have any ownership of it at all, because I want everybody to have the same experience I did. I'm very excited and enthusiastic about participating, and while I have the aspiration of being a Yokozuna, I would be completely content just playing this game in general. I mean, I am highly competitive, but I'm not so competitive that I'm going to squash somebody else just to make myself better, I guess is the way to put it. I will enjoy being Asanyaku if I can get there. I will enjoy being an Ozeki. I will enjoy being a Yokozuna if I can get there. But I'm also, I want to be above reproach as well. There have been situations where I have made it known that I have made a mistake and want to make sure that I did something. I want to make sure everybody understood that I did it, and I'm willing to take the consequences of it, because it was an honest mistake, and I wanted to make sure that I wasn't taking an advantage that wasn't open to other people. So nothing has happened in Basho yet, but and I hope nothing does. But it's always an honest mistake at this point, and I take my losses as they come, because I mean, it's an honest loss. I mean, this game is as much luck as it is skill, so it's fun to participate. But I know this episode has been a little bit rambly, but I wanted to try something a little different, and I thought that since I was going to be interviewing people, I thought maybe I should throw myself in there to get that one out of the way, instead of me making little comments here and there through everybody else's interviews, to get myself on the board to make sure that I was represented also. So at least I wasn't the first, right? So thank you for joining me. It's looking like this one's going to be on the shorter end, so that's at least good. We will be back again with another Doyo download actually fairly soon. I can tell you that the next Doyo download will be a Banzuke review, because I am going to be recording that almost immediately after this one, and setting it up for a release shortly thereafter. The download issue and the website access issue should be taken care of at this point. If anybody is having problems, let me know. So thank you for joining me, and we'll see you on the next Doyo download.